Thanks for tuning in to the Campervan Podcast. If you're hearing this intro, it's because you're not listening to the premium feed. Access to that feed is free, and you can sign up at vansage.com to get it. So why sign up for the premium feed? Well, for one, valuable exclusive content. I'll say more about that at the end of this episode.
That I financed my van, and I had sold my car for $7,000.
You financed the purchase of the van?
I financed the purchase of the van.
Okay.
And then I used that $7,000 from the sale of my car as my build budget.
Uh-huh.
So I spent exactly $7,000 on my build.
Wow.
so that I came out of it with a van payment, and that was it.
Yeah.
And then I had enough to sort of to float me until I figured out the job thing. As I was getting ready to hit the road, I was applying to jobs, not hearing anything back. I ended up, like I said, I was going to figure it out no matter what. So I ended up working this job that was like, I had to do, it was something online with like search engine stuff, but it was capped at 2 hours a day. You were only allowed to work 2 hours.
Hmm.
And they paid $9 an hour.
Ugh.
So I was making nothing. Like after tax, I was making like maybe $15 a day.
Yeah.
And that's not enough for anything.
Nope. Not in the United States.
So it was, no, not at all. So I'm like, it's money in, even though it's not much money in, it's still money in.
Yep.
Until I figure out what's next.
Yep.
And so that got me through that, and the money that I had saved got me through September, October, November, and then in December I started teaching English online. So I teach online to kids in China overnight. So it was about 3 months of not having a job before I started doing that.
Gotcha. Okay. And how many hours are you working at your teaching job now?
So for a while I have been working sort of as many as possible. You're an independent contractor, so
yeah.
I open up my schedule and then parents fill the time slot, which sometimes means they're all filled and sometimes means they're not really filled.
Gotcha.
And so that's been kind of challenging because it's hard to live on a budget when your income is constantly fluctuating.
Yeah.
So I was trying to work about 30 hours a week would be ideal, but usually it was more like 20 to 25.
Okay.
And then I, this year I've started with COVID, I started doing my own little tutoring business. So
nice.
I tutor virtually for a few different students.
Uh-huh.
Which allows me to use my teaching background more than the teaching English does. And I have my own flexibility because it's my own business. And so that's been great.
Cool.
And
is that
going to be much?
Sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, are those Western kids or still are you still teaching in Asian?
No, these are kids in the U.S. So a
nice.
Couple of kids from Michigan. One of the students that I teach, actually, I was her first grade teacher. And now she's an eighth grader, which is bizarre, but really cool to still be teaching her all these years later.
Yeah, that must be nice to be able to continue that relationship as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh man, that's really cool. I mean, tutoring can be such a lucrative business, and that gives you so much control over your time. That's great.
Yeah.
I've known a bunch of people who teach online, but mostly they're living in Asia and teaching in Asia. And even
okay.
I also have known people like in Vietnam and Thailand who teach in person. But the advantage there is that it's so much cheaper to live there, right? Whereas you're kind of,
right.
You've been doing it kind of, although I would imagine that the Chinese clients are paying Western wages or something close to it, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not making a killing, that's for sure, but it's definitely better than, you know, some of the like entry level customer service jobs that you might also find remotely.
Yeah.
So
yuck.
The pay is definitely better. I'm not making as much as I made as a teacher.
Yeah.
But I'm able to charge, as far as my own private tutoring, I'm able to charge like, you know, my hourly teaching wage.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So
good.
That's definitely been better, but I do know people who like work for the same company as me, but they go live overseas in places where the cost of living is significantly cheaper, and then they can, you know, they're saving tons of money working this part-time job. It's definitely different to be U.S. bound. Even living minimally in a van, it's still that dollar doesn't stretch too far.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about your internet connections and how you ensure that you stay connected, because that's necessary for work, right?
Yeah, and this is another thing I get asked a lot, because this is the thing that holds people back from even considering doing something like this, where, oh, but I have to work and I need stable internet, which I also do. Both of my jobs now, it's entirely video chat. So I have friends that work remotely, and they can get by on if I'm in a spot with a hit or miss signal, I can squeak by for a day and it's fine, or I can go to a coffee shop and work. I can't do either of those with my job.
Right.
So I rely entirely on my phone hotspot. So I actually have two phone carriers now. When I had written that article for VanSage about connecting on the road, I only had one carrier, but I have Verizon and AT&T, which allows me to cover just a bit more space. There were times where I'd get to a campground and I wouldn't have service, but a friend that had AT&T would. Mm. And so now in most places, I have one or the other. I have a signal booster, which helps increase my signal. It won't take you from, being in the middle of nowhere with no signal at all to being able to work, but it does take a sort of unstable signal and make it workable.
Gotcha.
And so I just prioritize where I go based on being able to work there. And we live in a time, whether it be good or bad, where there are cell signals everywhere. And I mean, within reason, but I've stayed in some phenomenal, beautiful locations where I've had like lightning fast internet.
Incredible.
And so for anyone who doesn't know, the hotspot works as like you're taking your cell signal and turning it into a Wi-Fi signal. So if your cell signal is fast when you're like downloading data or looking at the internet, your Wi-Fi will also be fast when you connect your computer to it.
Gotcha.
So I'm limited to wherever I have a strong cell signal. I have to have two plans, not only for the coverage, but I use quite a bit of data with my job. Now, depending on the job, some people use less and some people use a lot more. So there is that consideration too of like the cost of living on the road, as far as if you're not just paying for an internet plan anymore, you're paying for your hotspot data.
Gotcha.
And that can add up quickly.
Yeah.
But really, like, and all this, the theme is coming back to like, if you want it bad enough, you'll make it work.
Right.
And so, yeah, I've had to leave groups of friends because I have to go work and that place didn't have cell signal, but I have to prioritize this to be able to live my life this way, and that's a sacrifice I'm willing to make. But I always go to a place with a plan A, B, and C, because if I get there and I don't have the signal, I've got to move, and then I just go find another place. And that's also, I guess, the beauty of having a home on wheels, and also of the kind of traveling I do, where I only boondock. I don't ever get reservations at campgrounds.
Ah.
And I know the people who have maybe bigger rigs who rely on being able to have shore power, that can be kind of limiting for them, because then if you go to a campground, you maybe already paid for that reservation, and then if you show up and they don't have a signal there, then you've already kind of committed. So that's how I make it work, and I've worked now on the road for almost 2 years, and it's been great.
Cool. Well, some lithium batteries are going to really change your life.
Once again, if you're hearing this, it's because you're not getting the premium fee. Head over to VanSage.com and enter your email address for exclusive access to free, valuable stuff. So, what do you get? This is a daily podcast, but we only release 6 episodes on this public feed each week. Episode 7 is only for premium members. When you sign up at VanSage.com, not only do you get early access to the Campervan podcast episodes, you also get episode 7. Each week, I'll send you a link to download in advance all 7 episodes for that week. Also, you get the VanSage.com newsletter that includes exclusive articles and links to awesome van life stuff not available on the site or the podcast. I won't spam you or sell your email address. That would be ridiculous. I value your trust and promise not to abuse it. Again, all this is free, so head to vansage.com and enter your email address. Don't miss out on the valuable, free, exclusive extras. Okay, I have a favor to ask you. Please help get the word out. Nothing beats word of mouth, and the best way to achieve that in the modern era is to share the link to the Campervan podcast on social media such as Facebook, Instagram, your blog, YouTube channel, or other platforms. You can also send it old school style via email or even text message. Also, iTunes reviews are much appreciated. If you feel compelled to head over to iTunes and give us 5 stars, that would be wonderful. Okay, thanks again for tuning in, and I will see you on the road. I've got the blues about Miss So-and-so, and the child's got the blues about me. And I need this morning, it's my heart full, I've been crying.